What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Remember months ago?
What up, Huck?
Remember months ago when I was waking up in a make-believe new Bugatti?
Yeah.
Well, this morning, Sybil, I had a dream I was getting married to a white woman, and I rented out the AT&T store instead of a stadium. And in place of an orchestra, I had Yo-Yo Ma playing the bass violin with Casey and JoJo singing, "All My Life I Pray for Someone Like You." I proposed with a 1.5 carat, flawless, mind you, cubic zirconia. And right when I said, "Will you marry me?" me and a couple of friends did a choreographed little terrier, ooh, kill 'em dance. Tom Super J, that's the last time I secondhand smoke. See, my cousin was smoking some medicinal he got from our boy Purvis, who used to work Secret Service until Hinckley made him nervous. And all I remember was my cousin's car was filled with smoke when he picked me up. He blamed the smoke on his carburetor. Needless to say, that carburetor gave me a contact. Not only did I dream I was J. Anthony Brown marrying a white woman, but I was very fond of fine art and liver pudding, too. But then I knew it had to be a dream when my Washington Redskins were 6-0. I said, oh, hell never. Speaking of never, I never thought I would see this day in D.C. where D.C. council members would sign on to a bill to decriminalize weed. Yep, getting caught with small amounts of marijuana would be a $100 civil fine if the bill passes. And our very own Mayor Folight was one of the council members who drafted the bill.
Yeah.
God bless Marion Barry. He is our Mayor Folight. Listen to this study, y'all. African Americans in the district were 8 times more likely than whites to be arrested for marijuana possession. Now, I ask you, where in the hell is these white people discreetly smoking their weed? I think they need to draft a bill to allow fans of the Redskins to smoke, especially this season. The police pull you over for smoking, you're like, I'm a skin fan.
No, okay. Go right on.
Hey, did y'all hear about that high school football team in Texas that beat their opponents 91-0?
Yeah.
And no, they didn't play the Cowboys, Jay. Well, the Laredo High School Bearcats beat the Western Hill Cougars so bad that a parent from the losing team filed charges for bullying. Shig-a-dee. I don't know about y'all, but I learned one thing from this 91-0 one-sided win.
What's that?
I have a new 3-digit number, Silver. I got to go to the store. Wait at 910.